Number 14 is from the Comptroller, an information report on the 2012 second quarter fiscal report for Milwaukee County.
Mr. Maskey.
Good morning. The fiscal report as the second quarter is based upon reports received from departments and financials as it were June 30th. Is a projection of a surplus for Milwaukee County of $5.6 million. Previously, we were projecting from the first quarter, a slight deficit. So improvements have been made in the numbers since that time. The improvements occurred in the Sheriff's Office projection, which was originally projected a $3.8 million deficit down to a $1.6 million deficit. The Behavioral Health Division went from a $3.5 million deficit projection down to about $1.8 million. And an improvement in the Department of Health and Human Services and in the Parks Department projections. Fringe benefits improved about $1 million, mainly that's in the health care area and the projections for health care and drug benefits. There is one item that we were noticed on is regarding the freighter lease payment, which we will receive in the next couple of months, that will be $2 million below budget. The projection for that was about $6.3 million. We're supposed to get about $4.3 million, and that was notified to us. We haven't received the final payment yet, but we were made aware of that. In here also, sales tax revenue. Current projection is about a $600,000 surplus. However, we have received the June payment. June month's activity, which is the August payment, and that projection is now you can add about $1 million to that, to about a $1.6 million surplus for the, based upon that amount. But that number goes up and down during the year based upon the projections and the timing of when payments occur. This has everything that we are aware of, but also to let you know that this has no projections in it regarding any pending litigation that is out there. There's a report later in the meeting about closed session possibility of the various pending litigation issues that are out there. For example, there have been lawsuits.
There it is. Sorry about that. There are various pending litigation issues, including items related to health care, pension benefits, various other issues, furloughs, and this projection includes no provision for any of those related items because of where the stage of where those items are at right now. We will be working on a third quarter report at the end of September to provide information regarding that. One other thing that we've noticed reported to us by the Register of Deeds is an improvement in their revenues. They're seeing both the volume of the number of deeds issues and the number of sales of both commercial properties and home properties improvement, and that had hit quite a low over the last couple of years, and they're finally seeing an improvement in those numbers, and they're projecting a surplus right now in that area. So that was one good sign that was there.
Move to accept and place on file.
Supervisor Alexander moves to receive and place on file. Item number 14. Any questions, comments? Do any of the items? Well, Mr. Maskey has said, or what you say, Supervisor Schmidt.
On the, thank you, Chairman. On the overview of the process for determining countywide, what you're in financial projections, got a lot of verbiage your analyzation of department salary projections, how it compared to the departments, have you seen anything there where, is this an area in particular where you're careful and enter in, and do you ask them to change some of their projections, or how detailed does it get, I guess, particularly is the area I'm most concerned about, I guess?
What we have generally done in the past is we have taken a look at, because salaries is an item that can be analyzed, you know, with kind of without a department in some ways that you can analyze where they're at with their number of personnel compared to budget. You can look at the overtime compared to budget, and you can also do comparisons to prior years in looking at the dollars. And generally what we have noted over the years that departments are under their budgets, and what we found is departments generally are projecting very closely to what our projections are related to these items regarding salaries, and generally these items are under budget. Mainly that's due to positions being vacant or taking longer to fill positions, or in some cases in those departments which human services that are have grant funding or other types of things, waiting for the grant funding in order to do the costing for that. But we're noticing there are certain departments that we monitor, generally, we're looking a little closer at, like, the Sheriff's Department is here regarding their personnel services budget. One of the things, though, when we look at the personnel services is we also have to look at certain departments related to the connection to their revenues, because what you'll get when you receive a report from a department will be that while they'll report that they have a revenue deficit, they'll report on the opposite side that they have expenditure surplus. It might be that because they didn't have a grant that they received, or they decided to halt the program that they didn't have. So we tend to look at when they do have a personal services surplus, we immediately look at the revenue side to see if there is an issue there where, maybe they've canceled something or done something, and looking at the opposite side of that. So we do look at those various types of items, and this is a year without furloughs or any of those other types of things to be monitoring also. But generally departments are pretty good at their projections of what they are projecting, especially the larger departments, which can do that. Smaller departments tend to indicate that they'll break even. We'll have in the back generally a number that we know about. We won't change their number, but we'll have kind of a provision back on our side where we'll know that there are some additional savings there. Generally, those savings across the county of maybe the personal services is generally somewhere between $500,000 to $1 million of maybe additional amounts that might be available from what is reported. And on a $1.2 billion budget and on a $250 million salary budget, that's not that significant. So departments are doing a good job in their projections.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments regarding this matter? We have a motion to receive and place on file. I'll see if that's all decided. Please call the board.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Owen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved to receive and place on file 9-0.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I'm going to tell you.